welfare reform, the issue that could topple Stormont, it'll be on the agenda in the new round of Crunch Party talks just announced, but have the stakes just got even higher? David Cameron has announced a new wave of benefit cuts if he wins the next election. Young people aged 18 to 21 will be forced to sign up for community projects or lose their money. That could mean they could be forced to go out and pick up rubbish, pick up dirt, clean parks, or they lose their money. It applies only to 18 to 21-year-olds. The Prime Minister explained the change on the Andrew Marr Show yesterday.
At heart, I want us effectively to abolish youth unemployment. I want us to end the idea that aged 18 you can leave school and go and leave home, benefit and claim housing benefit. We shouldn't be offering that choice to young people. We should be saying you should be earning or learning.
And the benefits cap, the limit households can claim each year, would be sliced from 26 grand to 23 grand a year.
What we've found with the welfare cap is it's been a policy that has worked and worked very well. A lot of people said, when we said we're going to cap families at £26,000, people said this would cause chaos, families would have to move across the country, it won't work. Actually, what has happened is that a lot of those families have gone into work, have found a job, and actually it's been a policy that has helped to help them with their lives. I think all the evidence is that the cap is too loose, particularly in some parts of the country, so bringing it down to £23,000 saves money, will mean more families getting into work.
Well, Sinn Féin's Mickey Brady is with us this morning. Does this make welfare reform even further away from agreement? Could you stomach that?
Good morning, Stephen. Well, I think, first of all, we need to put the whole issue around the benefit cap into context. The 26,000, according to the Tories, was introduced because of the huge amounts of housing benefit paid to landlords in the southeast of England, in the London area particularly, where some landlords were getting over £1,000 a week in housing benefit. So landlords mainly would probably be affected in that area. Here in the north, it is going to hit families. It is going to hit families with children. Now, in terms of the benefit cap, there would be approximately 640 families here in the north affected, but that would effectively put over 3,000 more children into child poverty.
What about the 18 to 21-year-olds?
Well, young people have been a target for the Tories. If you consider 2 years ago, approximately, the single room rate for young people, which had previously been under 25s, was raised to under 35s.
No, but this principle, this is a different issue, isn't it? So this is 18 to 21-year-olds who would be told, look, you have 6 months to find a job, you have 6 months to get an apprenticeship. If you don't, we're taking your job seeker's allowance away from you. Well, now, some people would say, yeah, teach them how to work from an early age.
Yeah, well, you see, it goes back to the whole issue, Stephen. In my experience as somebody who's worked within the benefit and without the benefit system for a long, long time, there are very, very few people who want to be on benefit, and that applies to young people as well as older people. Now, given the opportunity, I have no doubt that young people would take part in constructive work and and to enhance the quality of their lives. Essentially, what the Tories are saying was, you have a stark choice here. You can, and what they're actually talking about, he is saying that after 6 months, job seekers' allowance would be withdrawn, and they would have to take part in community projects such as cleaning up local parks, which probably could involve anything. Now, the underlying principle, of course, is it's better to work than be in benefit, and nobody could disagree with that. It's how you go about putting that into place, because what Cameron is saying, that the cut in the benefit cap, the money saved would go to fund 3 million apprenticeships, which is all well and good. That's, of course, if they win the general election. Now, the problem then is, when you do your apprenticeship, where are the jobs? Because what the Tories haven't done, they've certainly cut benefits and they've certainly put people into penury, but they haven't created jobs, and therein is the issue. There was a debate, just make a point, there was a debate in Stormont last week about the welfare cuts, and Michael Copeland from the Ulster Unions, probably his most positive contribution was to state that, I think it was last year, there was something like 67,000 people claiming unemployment or job seekers, but there were 4,000 jobs in offer, totally disproportionate. And therein lies the problem. Jobs need to be created.
So, are you going to fight this new element of welfare reform or not?
Well, as you well know, Stephen, and I'm sure it's been repeated to you quite a few times, we are opposing welfare cuts. It's not about reform. Reform is making something better. This is about cutting people's benefit. This is about putting people into further poverty.
Okay, well, let me ask Gregory Campbell from the DUP. What do you reckon, Gregory? Morning to you.
Morning.
What do you make of this notion, Gregory, that Cameron has, more than a notion, a policy proposal, that 18 to 21-year-olds, they should be taught how to work from an early age, from 18, and they lose their job seekers allowance if they haven't found a job within 6 months? Do you support that in principle?
Well, no, let's have a look at this, Stephen. I mean, we've been asked to comment on something that is about to be announced. You know, he hasn't even announced it yet. So let's see the meat.
Well, there were Tories on Radio 5 with me last night talking about it. So it's a firm proposal.
It may well be, and Tories may have been talking about it, but we would want to see the meat of this proposal. I mean, it seems to fall into two categories. The issue of the welfare benefit cap is supposedly going to be reduced from 26 to 23,000.
Would you support that?
Well, let's have a look at that as well. Because remember, what you have to remember, and a lot of people forget, is that the 26,000 welfare cap was a net benefit cap. In other words, for you and I and anyone else to equate to that sort of net money, you'd need to be earning £35,000 a year. Now, if the reduction is being proposed to 23,000 net, you would have to earn round about 30 or just over £30,000 a year. Now, most people would say, well, that's not bad because, you know, let's look at random here. Let's look at, say, a police officer's starting salary, a nurse's starting salary, or a teacher's starting salary. All of those are in or around 18, 20, maybe £22,000 a year, much less than the equivalent because, remember, they pay tax and national insurance out of that. So if a benefits cap of some £12,000 more than what they're earning, well, I mean, that's why we voted in favour of the cap, because we thought that that was reasonable. Now, bringing it down to 23, let's have a look and see what that means.
When you say have a look at it, do you support it in principle or not? What do you mean have a look at it? You've looked at it. What do you make of the 23 grand cap?
No.
What's your gut instinct?
We have had a look at what he says is going to introduce. Now, let's see what the implications of that introduction are before we make a firm decision. We voted in favour of the 26, but let's see what 23 means.
What do you mean, let's see? You tell us what you think it means. What do you mean, let's see? What do you need, binoculars? What do you make of the 23 grand?
Stephen, don't try to be facetious. We need to see how many people will be affected by that? What are the implications for it? If, for example, remember the last time round on welfare reform, it was the DUP minister went off and negotiated a series of flexibilities into that scheme, which we got, and everyone supported and thought that that was a good idea. And then when we brought them back, Sinn Féin dug their heels in and said, no, we're not going to implement them. And then there were implications for everybody, which we are now only beginning to comprehend and see who will be affected by that. So we need to be clear about that as well. There are a series of things, of implications and consequences regarding these proposals.
But you don't have a choice, Gregory, do you? Because your party is going to toe the line, the Westminster line, on welfare reform.
Well, you see,
that's been your big message.
Well, if you had said that 2 years ago, you would have been proved utterly wrong. Because we negotiated a welfare reform package, which is the envy of England, Scotland and Wales. That's what they say when we speak to them. You guys in Northern Ireland have got a better deal than my constituents in Manchester or Glasgow or Swansea. That's what they tell us when I meet them in the corridors in the House of Commons. So we didn't toe the line. We fought the battle. We didn't fight it, unfortunately, with Sinn Féin's help because they were absent. But they agreed and went along with the decision to fight that battle in Westminster, which we won on points. We didn't win a knockout. We would have preferred to stop it completely, but we got a better deal. Now, we need to be clear, if there are going to be further restrictions, we need to analyse who they're going to affect, what are the consequences if we don't implement them, and then see if there are any variations that can be negotiated there. And if there are, what will they cost? And will people back themselves into a hole on that? So there are a whole series of consequences that don't require binoculars to find out.
Yeah, but these benefit caps, Gregory, at the end of the day, they will be affecting children in working class homes, won't they?
They will, yes. And as I've said, you know, if you had a family of a teacher, a police officer, a nurse, who was earning, say, 20, 22 or 23,000 pounds a year, gross, before tax and before national insurance, you might say a welfare cap of the equivalent of somewhere between 31 and 36,000 gross isn't a bad idea, because the numbers of people affected by that are quite small.
Of course, the cap hasn't been applied in Northern Ireland yet because of the Stormont welfare reform stalemate. So you lot support the cap. Sinn Féin oppose it. It's estimated, Mickey Brady, that 600 Northern Ireland families, about 3,120 children, would be hit by the cap.
Yeah. First of all, could I say something, Stephen? As someone who's been on the DSD committee since 2007, Sinn Féin have been consistent in opposing cuts. Now, Gregory, like many of us, is propagating this myth that people in benefit are well off. Benefit is subsistence level. That's by the government's own admission. And to compare people in benefit to teachers and other occupations is absolute nonsense. People in
benefit, how is it nonsense?
Because people in benefit are not well off. The Tories have used...
Well, that's not the parallel Gregory's drawing. Gregory is
we're
saying...
We're talking about nets and gross.
Yes. Now, when Mickey Brady, do you regard £700 a week gross as subsistence levels income?
Sorry. With respect, Gregory, I am quoting the British government in terms of subsistence level. That's what they have been saying.
I'm asking you a question.
It depends
on... Do you regard £700 a week...
I don't. I have been working with benefits a long time, and I have yet to meet somebody in benefit who's getting £700 a week.
Well, then you shouldn't have a problem with a cap, then.
Well, the issue, very simply, is the people who will be affected here in the north, unlike the leafy suburbs of South East England, where landlords are affected, it will actually be families here. It will be children.
No, but he's got a point, Mickey Brady, doesn't he? So if you're saying so few people, you've never come across anyone getting 700 quid a week
benefits. Stephen, and you yourself have quoted the figure of 640 families. Now, the issue is the executive is committed to the eradication of child poverty by 2020. Indeed, a Labour government was supposed to have eradicated it by 2010, and then that goalpost moved. The issue is about putting more and more, not putting children into poverty, putting more children into poverty.
So Sinn Féin then support the principle of people on benefits earning more than people out working.
Well, you see, Stephen, part of the difficulty here is we live in a low-wage economy. You have so many people, you have 90,000 working poor, you have people who are being subsidised on working tax credit. Now, what are they supposed to do? Those people want to work, but they're not getting paid enough wages, so they have to be subsidised.
So presumably then, Mickey Brady, if you're against the 26 grand cap and refusing to accept that, you're definitely going to refuse to accept the 23 grand cap.
Because the cap itself is being imposed, and here, and I go back to, and I tried to explain it by putting it into context, here it is going to affect families. Historically, people here in the north have larger families. It's going to affect people. You had George Osborne out a few weeks ago, or about 2 months ago, saying that families with over four children shouldn't get child benefit.
So there you have it.
Social engineering at its worst.
So there you have it, Gregory Campbell. They're not going to accept this.
Well, you see, that's the problem, Stephen. That has been the problem in the course of the past 2 years. Now, in not accepting it, then everybody suffers.
Stephen, can I ask Gregory a question? Could Gregory explain to me how these welfare benefit cuts will affect and have any benefit to his constituents? Because I've travelled all over the north talking to people in all the areas, both in the loyalist community and indeed Republican nationalist communities, and nobody is happy with this. These people are all going to be affected. So could he explain to me what benefit this will have to his constituents? Because so far, no unionist politicians have done that for me.
I quite happily answer that. And then if I can, I'll pose a very straight, simple question back to you, Mickey Brady. I do not support the welfare benefit cuts. When it came to Parliament, I opposed them. I spoke against them, and I voted against them. Now,
you voted
that's clear, and I've explained why, and it appeared as if you were saying that you wouldn't mind a cap either, but let's leave that to one side. Let's look at how important you say welfare reform and the cuts, as you're describing them, are to Sinn Féin. But are you saying that they are absolutely fundamentally important to Sinn Féin? Is that your position?
What I am saying is the cuts would be fundamentally important to the people who rely on social security benefits to get by from day to day. That's what I'm saying.
I understand that.
But it's the people I represent that I'm trying to protect.
Are you saying politically that the welfare reform issue is fundamentally important to Sinn Féin?
The welfare cuts issue is fundamentally important, not just to Sinn Féin, but to every person who lives in the north of Ireland.
So that's a yes.
So it's fundamentally important to Sinn Féin, as well as all the others. Now, here's the crunch question. Here's the crunch question which Sinn Féin keep avoiding. If it is so important that they have brought the business of the budget and of cuts right across the board to such a point that everybody is now suffering, if that's how important they feel it is, and it appears from what Mickey Brady's saying today and others have said on other occasions that it is, then when it comes to Westminster, and we have the opportunity, just as we did in the past, if we have the opportunity again to stop them in their tracks, to actually do something about it, will they take their seats and help to stop it?
Well, Gregory, if we take...
No,
we won't take our seats, but if we look at your track record and vote in Westminster, you have been very successful. And one of the things you haven't mentioned...
But you're not going to help, though. You're not going to help.
Excuse me. If you could let me finish, one of the things...
Gregory's hyper this morning.
What about the billions...
If this is so important to Sinn Féin...
Sorry, Gregory, I'm trying to make a point. What about the billions that the Tories have already cut off the executive budget? Let's set welfare cuts to one side. You haven't mentioned the billions of pounds that already have been taken off the executive budget by the Tories. You didn't do much to stop that, from what I can gather.
And you know, if we have more votes in the House of Commons to stop these sorts of things, it makes it more possible that we can do it. Now, the point I'm making, and let's drive the issue straight home. Let's say we come to a point in the House of Commons, which it has been in the past, where we are down to less than double-figure votes.
Okay.
Let's say we're down to 3, 4, 5, or 6 votes.
They're not going to take their seats in Westminster, and you know it.
Well, and that means that let everybody know this. Let everybody out there about whom the welfare reform package is important, let them all know this, that if it comes down to single seats where 4 votes could stop welfare reform in its tracks, and Sinn Féin have 4 seats, 4 votes in the House of Commons, they are saying, we're not going to go. We're not going to vote. We're not going to stop welfare reform.
Well, we're in the realms of speculation.
I doubt that abstentionism, the central principle of republicanism, is a surprise to many people, Gregory.
But they've got to make up their mind. How important
our MPs are elected on an abstentionist ticket. So our elected are well aware that abstentionists are as far as the British Parliament goes.
All right. Mickey Brady, tell me this, because you're clearly continuing to refuse to accept welfare reform. That's
welfare
now a central...
Cuts,
welfare cuts, as you want
reform
to call them.
Is something which makes something better.
Okay. So spell out to me, please, the preparations that Sinn Féin is putting in place for people in Northern Ireland, for the alternative systems. So you've priced the IT systems, have you?
Sorry, Stephen, before you go any further, let's look at what's happening to so-called welfare reform in Britain. It isn't working. Already the IT system... I have asked every official that has come up before the DSD committee to explain to me the intricacies of universal credit, explain how that simplifies what is supposed to be a very, very
No. Let's come back to the key question, Mickey. Mm-hmm. So Sinn Féin's policy is that you're going to refuse to accept welfare reform. You're refusing to accept it. Therefore...
Yeah, but Stephen, if I can say it...
No, well, let me... But hold on.
Go ahead.
Therefore, Northern Ireland is going to need its own IT system. Has Sinn Féin started work on developing that computer system?
Well, what you're saying to me is that you're assuming, like many other people are assuming, that the IT system in Britain is actually working, which of course it isn't, because in the pilot scheme they had to write off 142 million. At this stage, there was supposed to be 1.5 million people in the system in terms of universal credit. There's approximately 11,000. They're all single males because they're the easiest to put on. You know, so if you're talking about IT systems, now, we live in a very sophisticated technology world.
I'm sorry. You're going round and round in circles with this, and I need a simple answer because it's a reality for Northern Ireland that something, that a piece of computer equipment, Mickey, is going to have to process the payments if Sinn Féin got their way. Now, let's actually see how sophisticated Sinn Féin's argument is. What piece of computer equipment is going to process, for example, if you win and Job Seekers Allowance is not replaced,
right,
if income support's not replaced,
yes,
where's the computer to process the payments?
Well, Stephen, with respect, I am not a computer expert.
No, but where is it?
Where is it?
Because you're not using the British one anymore because you haven't accepted their system. So has Sinn Féin ordered a new IT system,
A system cannot be developed... An IT system cannot be developed when you could press a button, for instance, and have something that would be applicable to the north here.
Press a button?
We're talking about sophisticated technical systems.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it, so you're talking to the wrong person probably in terms of the technology.
Has Sinn Féin even looked at developing an IT system? I'm not asking you to spell out the computer code. Has Sinn Féin even looked at developing the computer system?
With respect, Stephen, has the Social Security Agency here in the north, whose job it is to administer Social Security, have they looked at an alternative system? You should maybe be asking them that.
Actually, I think civil servants have, and they said it would take years to develop. What is Sinn Féin's strategy to implement these payments if there is no use of the British computer system?
Well, we don't know that that is the case at this point.
We do know that's the case.
So again, you're into the realms of speculation.
No, but what's the what-if scenario?
Well, we don't know at this point in time.
All right. So you're opposing a policy and you have no way of processing the payments to the people of this country. Are you for real?
With respect, Stephen, the current system is being processed at the moment.
That's the British computer system, which you want to distance yourselves from. You're refusing to accept their new system. Therefore, you cannot use the British computers.
Could I repeat ad nauseum that they don't have a system that works? What you're telling me is that they have a system up and running that is able to administer benefits in the way they should be administered.
Okay,
isn't happening.
Let me slow down and spell this out one more time.
I know what you're saying.
Well, clearly you don't. So the British government...
Clearly I do, but I can't answer you. It's as simple as that, because I am not a technological expert.
But I'm not asking you to explain the computer code.
You're asking me if I, as a member of a political party, has that political party developed a computer system that can deal with benefits. It's the Social Security Agency who is supposed to do that.
No, I'm asking Sinn Féin, because you're on representing Sinn Féin
this
morning.
Yes, I'm on representing Sinn
Féin. So I am asking Sinn Féin if they have a policy, if they can reassure the people of this country that they have thought about the fact that we would not have a computer system to process payments.
That hasn't happened yet, Steve.
But you don't need to put preparations in place?
Well, the Social Security Agency would need to put preparations in place because we don't administer the benefit they do.
Okay.
We are simply saying that the system that they are proposing to introduce will not work because it isn't working in Britain. So why would you want to introduce a system that is flawed and doesn't work?
You might not. You might want your own system. Your vice chair.
It's not our own system, Stephen. It's a Social Security Agency system.
And you're vice chair of the Social Development Committee, right?
Yes.
How many questions have you asked that committee of how much it would cost for this new system?
Well, you see, the difficulty is when I've asked, first of all, I've asked many questions about welfare cuts.
No. How many questions have you asked about how much a new system would cost?
We've had so many different figures, Stephen. It started off back in 2007, 2008, that it was going to cost the system here in the north, we would lose $250 million. It's now, there was a very, very good report.
Not how much would we lose, Mickey.
No, but that's all part of it.
Have you asked any question ever over recent times about how much a new system would cost?
We have asked, but we haven't particularly got answers because Simon Hamlin is talking now about a new system costing £1 billion.
Okay, and has Sinn Féin got that billion in their back pocket?
I mean, I think you're getting into the realms of ridiculous here, Stephen, with respect.
Well, who's ridiculous? This is your policy.
I think you are being facetious when you ask, does Sinn Féin have a billion for a computer system?
So
we are simply opposing cuts that are going to affect the people we represent. We are asking other parties in the north, and we have consistently asked other parties to join with us in going to the British government and opposing these cuts.
Yeah, sure. But the British government have said there's no more room for manoeuvre. And you say you're simply opposing the cuts, Mickey.
Because a united front hasn't been...
Okay, but here's the point. Here's the point I'm putting to you. Part of being a responsible party in this country is looking after the welfare of those people who need...
Exactly, and that's why we are opposing welfare.
Hold on a moment. But part of being a responsible party is ensuring that people will actually get their money, will actually get it. Now, that takes a computer system to do it.
Yes,
has Sinn Féin got any strategy whatsoever that you can tell and reassure this country about this morning of a computer system that would definitely be in place to process those payments if you say no to using the British government's?
Well, at this point in time, Stephen, I simply cannot answer that question, and with respect, neither could you.
Sorry, I am not in government. It is not my responsibility to have a strategy to make sure that people get money.
Yes, but Sinn Féin isn't in the process of administering Social Security benefits. That's the job of the Social Security.
You've got ministers in the executive. Have they thought about this?
I'm sure they have. And I'm sure other ministers in the executive, because according to Simon Hamlin, a new computer system would cost by 2020 something in the region of £1 billion.
And how much, according to Sinn Féin, would it cost?
Well, I mean, that figure, we haven't been putting out that figure as yet.
So how much would it, why not?
But I don't think at this point in time anybody knows. We've had almost like bingo numbers being called.
Would you not like to find out pretty soon?
Well, we have to see how the issue develops, Stephen, because ultimately, I go back to my previous point, we are asking other parties to unite with us to oppose the cuts and to actually front up and say to the British government, this is not acceptable because we have could I say to you, when we met David Freud, who was then the minister responsible for the welfare cuts, he admitted that we in the North had particular problems in terms of disability, in terms of mental health.
No, I hear that.
All of those.
I hear that, Mickey.
Things.
But is it really a credible position for Sinn Féin to take this morning?
It's a credible
that they are saying that you're clearly saying that you have no idea what Northern Ireland's own IT system would cost. But you want
sorry,
that anyway.
Sorry,
you have
Stephen,
no notion
has
whatsoever.
Has anybody got a notion at this point in time? I'm going to say something to
you're part of government.
We are in the business of protecting the people we represent, the people.
And how can you protect them if you cannot give them their money? If you get your way, you cannot give them their money. You don't have a computer to do it. And you're telling us this morning that Sinn Féin have no motion how much a computer would cost.
No, I'm not telling you that, Steve.
That's what you've just said.
No,
I'll replay it if you want.
With respect, what I'm saying is I don't think at this point in time anybody knows.
Including you. Including Sinn Féin.
We have a very sophisticated technology system that I am sure, with the right application, could be adapted to take into account any situation.
You won't have it. The British government owns it. You won't have it if you refuse. We'll stop there.